SBI Media, the town of Star Valley Ranch, to talk about some of the latest happenings at the January Town Council meeting and much more. Mayor, we've had some ordinances passed. Maybe recap some of those as your first meeting of the new year opened up, where we are with ordinances, and then we'll talk about an annexation request. But let's start first with the ordinances.
Definitely. Thank you, Dan. In our January meeting, we had one ordinance that was actually the third reading of a budget amendment in the town council. We decided, we had an opportunity to purchase something called snow gates, which will be these devices that will go on the either side of our plows. And as the plows go by driveways, it's hydraulic and a little gate will come down and hopefully reduce the amount of snow that gets pushed into residents' driveways. So that's something that's been a big deal up here with the amount of snow that we usually get, not this year. We get a lot of snow berms and a lot of complaints from residents on, you know, having to shovel out every time the plow goes by. Previously, we had looked into it and they didn't make a gate that would really work for our amount of snow. But apparently they've just come out with a new one, so we're going to give those a try. They've been ordered now that we got our budget amendment through last month. That was a big deal. The other ordinance we had was a short-term rental ordinance, updating language for that. But we ended up tabling it because we were waiting on some input from our town attorney on that one. And there was also a third one, and it's just escaped my mind what it was.
Dealing with the holidays and so forth.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, yes. We're going to just codify what our actual town holidays are going to be going forward. Most of them, you know, are pretty standard, and I know a lot of towns just kind of do an annual announcement of that, but we're going to go ahead and put it in ordinance just so that for councils going forward, it'll all be squared away.
Have some templates there. We've got a request to annex, what could potentially be a large area for the town. And it's right now, though, for clarification, it's within the county and according to county rules. But where does Star Valley Ranch fit into all this?
Right. So at the beginning of December, we did receive an annexation petition from an LLC that's called Bucket List LLC. And they are the developers of the Mountain Estate subdivision, which is on the eastern side of Muddy String Road, just north of Prater Canyon Road. And it is a parcel. It's a planned unit development that's been ongoing with the county. I think the master plan was first submitted in 2008. It's undergone quite a few revisions since then. It's going to be a pretty dense development. And I believe it's 52 townhomes and 68 single-family lots. Mm-hmm. There are currently one building of four townhomes that are completed, and per the developer, another building of four townhomes is supposed to get underway this year. It is contiguous to the town. This particular subdivision did come in 2018 with an annexation petition that the council at that time did ultimately turn down. So now we're working through that process again. We have a lot of residents that are very interested in how this annexation proceeds. There's lots of concerns voiced about impacts to traffic and impacts to our water system. So as we work through the process, the town staff is currently in the process of putting together the annexation report so that we can really understand the pros and cons, the costs, and all the impacts. And we want to share all the information that we find with our community so that everyone, you know, can make the best informed decision they can going forward. Per the statute, we're going to try and get this all done before the end of May. I think we have 180 days before we have to have a public hearing before the council.
And you mentioned that in town council, anything would proceed with a public hearing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Anything we haven't gone over as far as town council business as we open up a brand new year for the town of Star Valley Ranch?
Still working on improving our audiovisual. We actually put some new microphones in January. So, again, just little steps, but each time it seems to make it even better for recording those meetings. We're also going to work on a build grant, which is a federal Department of Transportation grant. Probably slim chance that we'll actually get any funding out of it, but we won't know until we try. And if we do get it, that would also go towards improving our town roads. So just a couple of things that we're also trying to work on with the new year.
Very good. Mayor Rurock, Town of Star Valley Ranch.
Dan Doxett, reporting from the Town of Star Valley Ranch Town Hall.